My mom was 17 and my stepdad was 19 when he took me in, and I was about 2 months when he took over taking care of me. My home life was very hard, and it made me have to find other ways to live besides at home. Sorry, I'm like thinking how to word that. I really just don't want to offend my parents at this point in life, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They didn't really know how to raise a child, and sometimes their tempers could take a hold of them. My real dad passed away before I was born, and my mother's side of the family, a lot of people had passed away also, so she was alone. My parents went through a separation, and I was overwhelmed with the treatment that I was receiving. My mom had asked a friend in Oregon if she could help take care of me, and it turned out when I got there that she was a heroin addict, and it wasn't the best place for me either. And so I came back to Santa Clarita Valley, and I didn't really have anywhere to go. And so my mom helped me pack up some of my stuff, and she dropped me off at a friend's house that said they would help me. That's when I got put into a really good school that made a difference in my life. It was for about 8 months. I went from friend's house to friend's house, but the main place that we stayed was like a 2 mile hike up in the mountains where like five of us homeless teens sort of set up camp. Kind of during that time and a little bit before I became homeless, I learned how to take care of myself by spanging, asking people for bus money on the street, or going into lockers in the gym and finding open lockers and stealing money from there so that me and my friends could have food. It was like a group of homeless kids who all kind of supported each other and like backed each other up. It was like the Peter Pan kind of thing, you know? And we would find the places where we could get 25-cent French fries and other stuff. And eventually, though, my school helped me get a job, and I didn't have to keep on doing that. And I was like the first person out of all of my friends who actually rented a house and was able to sort of get out of that. And when I finally got out of homelessness myself, my teacher helped advocate that I brought it to the attention of the mayor that there were these kids out there that were homeless and that there was a bigger problem than they wanted to admit. And so I started going to city council meetings and going to all kinds of stuff at, like, I was, like, 17. Finally, I helped get together a whole bunch of committees that eventually opened up the first homeless shelter out in Santa Clarita Valley. And I received the mayor's award. Complete turnaround. but it really was because I had really good teachers that supported me and told me that I wasn't a bad person.